I think it's always good to have answers to prayer present, and we have an answer to prayer here this morning. I've known David his whole life and prayed for him much, as I'm sure you all have as well. And he is back from Afghanistan. He's an officer in the United States Army and is here this morning, and I invited him to share a few words with us. David, come on up here.
It's an incredible privilege to be back here, all in one piece, and as well as all my soldiers, all came back alive, mostly in one piece. But again, that is something to celebrate as well. And I don't want to take up too much time and tell a bunch of war stories up here. I'll answer any questions anybody wants to ask after the facts. No topic is off limits. If you want to know, I want to tell you. But I will say that when we were leaving theater, I told my soldiers, I said, you don't ever have to question that what you did here was important. Going over all the things we did over the course of deployment, knowing that we made a contribution to the fight and we made a contribution to the United States of America. And I want to say the same thing to all of you with all the prayers that I know were offered up from this very church, because we saw them come to fruition on a daily basis up there. And I have too many examples where I can say that really the only explanation is random chance or divine intervention. And there's too many random chances for that to be the simple explanation. So I want to thank you on behalf of the 94th Base 4th Battalion for all your prayers and support that you offered up from back here in Louisiana.
Well, I've got one. I want you to tell us about the vehicle and running over the bomb. Can you tell us about
how much time do I get?
Well, I'm going to preach my normal length, so...
Okay, like I said, I'll answer any questions you guys want to know. But on August 24th, we're on a mission in Wardak Province, which you might recognize that name from the news. If anybody remembers that big helicopter crash with all the Navy SEALs on it, anybody hear about that? Yeah, that happened in Wardak Province, not too far from where this incident happened. Just like driving around in your own car, everything's fine, everything's good, and then all of a sudden you're flying through the air and doing a barrel roll, and the time stops for a moment while you're upside down. And I remember being inverted in the vehicle, thinking that when this vehicle hits the ground, I am going to die. My neck is going to break, my back is going to be crushed, and I just hope it's quick lights out and not a long-suffering kind of thing. And I'd actually had an email from my father over here, Dan Melikar. He quoted Psalm 17:15, which says, where's the effect of when I awake, I'll be satisfied with your likeness. And that's exactly the sentence that was in my mind whenever I thought, I was in the last half second of my life. And somehow, magically, the truck completed its rotation, landed upright, and everybody walked away. The only injury from that one is my gunner lost his left hand. But again, he's still going home. His wife is not a widow. His children still have a father, so I call that a victory, given that many similar events did not end nearly as well. Again, that is just the object of the story. If Bob's got a sermon to preach, I don't want to take up too much of y'all's time. So, again, I'll be out here, and I want to emphasize that all the prayers you've offered up for us, there are still thousands of soldiers and Marines and airmen still in Afghanistan. We handed off to a unit just like us and doing exactly what we were doing in the exact same places, fighting the exact same bad guys and new ones to replace the ones that we killed. And the need for your prayers has not stopped just because I came home. That's all I have to say.
Well, David, let us pray for you.